Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. They're open to phone calls and texts. We have a phone call and a text. I'm going to do the phone call first. Jack of the South Side of Milwaukee, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today? Jack of the South Side of Milwaukee.
Good morning, Matt. It's an honor to speak to a man that loves his country. I'd like to just reply to that fine gentleman that you had spoken to a while back. This is no time. I assume the way he sounds, he is a conservative, and I'm just wondering what has happened to the good old-fashioned phrase, Gorbachev, tear down those walls. Whatever happened to that? And I like your style, Matt, and that's all I really had to say. I wanted to add that comment, and good old USA, and I like your sentiment, and thanks for taking my call.
Great, Jack. Thank you very much. You know, you hit the nail on the head. You know, Reagan stood up to the Russians. You know, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall. That's what he did. That's what he did. And the wall came down. And then in 1989, and then by the early 90s, the Soviet Union dissolved. It dissolved. Where's the Republican Party? It used to be that the Republicans and the Democrats were united in standing up to Russia. Russia was a communist autocratic state. It killed people. It occupied Poland. It occupied the Balkans. It occupied the Baltic states. It occupied everything. We stood up to it as a group. I served the Navy on my ship. There were guys who were Republicans and Democrats, but we stood proudly for the United States. We stood watch together. We worked together. We went on liberty together. We were united. What happened? How do you have people calling into this show attacking our wartime president, Biden, and praising Trump, who has betrayed us to the Ruskies? They used to be the commie Ruskies. Now they're the organized crime Ruskies. You're absolutely right, Jack. Thank you very much for calling in. We're going to go to a text. Sam, I think we have a text from a guy named Steady Eddie, whom I have heard from before. Glad to hear from Steady Eddie. Steady Eddie, what's on your mind? Sam will read it.
So he says, Matt, I believe we are close to nuclear war as we have been since the Cuban Missile Crisis. Like you, I believe the West should supply Ukraine with planes and other weapons it needs to defeat Russia. We must also realize Putin is a trapped rat, and trapped rats do desperate things. What do you think the West will do when if nuclear bombs start flying?
Yeah, good question. And here's the thing. Let's be very blunt about this. One of the reasons, there are really two reasons why the West and Biden so far have not provided planes or weapons that could really drive the Russians out of Ukraine. One of them, of course, is the treachery of the leadership of the Republican Party, Trump, and then people like Tucker Carlson and Hawley. Okay. But the other one is what's called nuclear blackmail. Nobody talks about it. But they are rattling the saber going, well, you know, we have nuclear weapons. But what if they go into Poland and they say the same thing? At what point do you draw the line? How do you draw it? I will say the unutterable on this show, and it's not something I'm pushing. But if you have reason to believe that the other side will do that, at some point, we keep a first strike capability. I'm not advocating that. But what I think would happen is this. And this is something that has to be taken into account. Putin is a trapped rat, an animal, in a spider hole somewhere. And the concern is, well, if he's really pushed, is he going to launch nuclear weapons? The beauty about arming Ukrainians is there are no U.S. troops in Ukraine. There aren't even trainers right now. There are none of them in there right now. There are no NATO troops there. Ukraine, we are supplying Ukraine with everything, billions of dollars. Stingers, javelins, drones. We're just not giving them our A-team stuff. I do not think that elevating it, he doesn't care about his troops getting killed, by the way. I think that at some point he'll retreat to Crimea and he'll claim that the two Donbass regions, in the Donbass region of eastern Ukraine, there are these two fake republics with some Russian speakers. He'll claim that they are independent and recognize them like he did the two in Georgia. back some time ago and withdraw. He's not going to launch nuclear weapons, in my view, simply because we provide more weapons to Ukraine. We've been providing them with plenty of weapons, just not the good enough weapons. That's number one. Number two, what if he uses tactical nuclear weapons? A tactical nuclear weapon is a weapon that's fitted, for instance, on an artillery shell or a missile. But the sad thing is the technology has gotten so advanced that a tactical nuclear weapon, in other words, not a hydrogen bomb, but a nuclear weapon that would land in Ukraine, still has more power than what we dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Now, Biden has said that we will respond if they use weapons of mass destruction. That includes chemical weapons. By saying that, Putin is essentially, like most bullies, a coward. Biden made it very clear, you touch anywhere in NATO and we'll respond, and you use weapons of mass destruction, we'll respond. That is the reason why up till now he hasn't done that. That is the reason he hasn't done that. If he used tactical nuclear weapons, I think we would unleash NATO forces and the U.S. Air Force. And it would be a very, very short operation to take out that column going into Kiev, remaining soldiers that are in Ukraine, and on the Black Sea, in the Sea of Azov, the ships, several of them, as an example, who are about to launch an amphibious assault. You know, now, at what point, if we don't use nuclear weapons, does Putin go whole hog and commit suicide by cop? Suicide by cop is an analogy, meaning if a guy's going to go down, he's going to go down blazing. And sort of like Hitler. Hitler destroyed his country and then committed suicide at the end. If Putin's planning to commit suicide, that is something that up until now, people like Mikhail Khodorkovsky, the oligarch that gave the interview this weekend, doesn't see that. And I don't see that, quite frankly. But anyway, regardless, what if Putin takes Ukraine? He's going to be emboldened. Then he'll take Moldova. They're not in NATO. He'll be emboldened. Then he'll say there are Russian speakers in Estonia, which is in NATO. The more you embolden him, the more likely you are to have nuclear war. So steady Eddie, my feeling is that the way to avoid nuclear war is to stop him now with conventional weapons, giving them to Ukraine. And that is the opinion of other people as well, not just me. Going back to the lines, Dan of Monona, my friend, what's on your mind today, Dan?
The nuclear war, as inept as Russia's army seems to be, I've read about them trying to develop their fifth generation fighter, and they can't really get it off the ground. And I have a hard time imagining that they can keep their ballistic missile system online. You know, some of them probably got to be 50 years old. As the way their army looks underprepared, I can't believe that they are nuclear missile. Nuclear triad is still as ready to go as it used to be.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. You said a bunch of stuff. Let me just respond. I'm taking this whole nuclear threat seriously. We all are. What I'm saying is that incrementally adding to the weapons we've already given, we have a pattern of assistance to Ukraine. We can up it. We're not going to use nuclear weapons. And frankly, Russia's not. For one thing, their military is essentially falling apart because it hasn't been funded and has no logistics because the oligarchs have stolen all the money. The oligarchs have stolen all the money. It may be that their nuclear systems and other systems are in disrepair too. But you can't assume that. And you have to assume that if even one nuclear bomb gets into Europe, that changes the whole world. We do not want that. All I'm saying, and what Mikhail Khodorkovsky said, and a lot of generals and admirals have said, is that the best way to avoid nuclear war is to stop him with conventional weapons used by Ukrainians and not by us in Ukraine. And yes, they have some of these other weapons, and they have hypersonic missiles. They also have an economy that's fallen apart, and they also, quite frankly, have run out of ammo and missiles in Ukraine right now. We've got to resupply Ukraine with the correct missiles. Okay, we're going back to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, man. A great topic. So don't you think with Putin, just like Kim Jong-il and Trump and all these guys who want to be dictators, one thing they hate is when they don't trust the people around them. And don't you think the U.S., other governments, Poland, Ukraine is smart enough to destroy them from within? Because that's the easiest way. That's the lowest impact. The minute he thinks his people surrounding him are out to get him, because these people are paranoid to begin with. You know that. That's part of their psychological makeup. You have to enforce it. You have to, and I think as we speak, there's plenty going on doing that. I really mean it. And I think you're right. You know, we have to get them, you know, a little have more firepower over there. That's the answer. But somebody described Russia now as a broken down gas station. And that's all it is.
Right.
So thanks for your time, Matt.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's a broken down gas station with nuclear weapons. Bill of Shorewood, my friend, we have a little time before the break. What's your mind today, Bill?
Tomorrow is election day. It's April the 5th. And one of the things that your listeners can be aware of is that there are efforts to take over school boards all over the state and all over the country. Tomorrow, Arrowhead High School Board election takes place, and I'd like to endorse Tim O'Driscoll, a person who has been very successful teacher and administrator at that school, particularly in the area of economics, and he's running for the open seat out at Arrowhead High School. Tim O'Driscoll is the guy to vote for. Thank you.
Bill, thank you very much. Yeah, I'm going to address the school board issue, and thank you for that endorsement right after the break, and also Bill of Oconomowoc's remarks right at the break. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.